Yeah, we're in the closing seconds here. We're at the discretion of the referee, Greg McGrory, because we've got a minute of injury time played, and, well, it's 3 goals and 20 points. That's pretty impressive, Chris, to 5 points for Niamh Conlon. The lead 2-13 to 3 at half-time goes from the Brick Malloy and Charles McGuinness, the big scorers in the first half, and in a half that had 7 different scorers with Kieran Thompson, Anthony Thompson, Owen McGinnigan, Jack McKelvey and Eunan Doherty getting the names on the score sheet. And well, they didn't relent afterwards in the second half, even though playing against a strong breeze. They've added further scores, and a third goal as Greg McGrory blows halftime. Eunan Doherty with a fantastic game at wing forward. His pace and speed and running off the ball really unhinged this inexperienced Milford defence. Milford did have a penalty at an attempt by Colin McGinnigan blasted wide, and that had a number of points as well. Colin McGinnigan and Cian Barrett got second half points for them. There are 2 second half points. Dara Black, Colin McGinnigan and Luke Barrett had scored the first half points. So pretty convincing victory, it has to be said. Liam McLoone, Seamus McCorkern and Oran Doherty were among the subs used by Niamh Conlon in the second half, just to show the strength and depth. But certainly a very good opening game for Niamh Conlon, who really ran at Milford from the very start and really put them on the back foot. There'll be bigger tests ahead, but certainly Martin Regan will be happy with this one. 3:20 to Niamh Conlon, 5 points or 6 points to Milford.